Make sure your best gloves are clean and neatly pressed, because this week's discovery investigates a Regency murder. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. In Jane Austen's Regency novels, the characters often spend much of the story fretting about what's right and proper. And in the audio edition of the second Rosalind Thorne novel, A Purely Private Matter, author Darcy Wilde takes that oh-so-proper period drama and blends in a little bit of mystery. The story follows subtle sleuth-for-hire Rosalind Thorne on her latest case. Though she lost her standing in society due to her parents' failings, Rosalind has become a useful woman who can help women with difficult situations. Her current client is Margaretta Seymour, a poetess whose husband has accused her of having an affair with actor Fletcher Cavendish. But the case gets complicated when Cavendish is found dead in his dressing room. And as the lovesick women of London mourn the famed actor, Rosalind gets caught up in the murder case. Now, Purely Private Matter seeks to mix the romance and intrigue of a cozy mystery with the societal structures and scandal of Jane Austen's classics. As in Austen's novels, almost everything here seems to revolve around propriety and respectability. The characters are all caught up in a tangled web of family drama, gossip, scandal, and deep, dark secrets. Even Rosalind herself isn't impervious to the issues of title and status. Had it not been for her family's mistakes, she could have settled into a comfortable marriage with a man of wealth. And should more of her family's secrets come out, she could even lose the life that she's created for herself. Meanwhile, though the twisted tales of scandal among the members of society are sometimes intriguing, the story sometimes gets too caught up in the family drama, to the point that it's confusing, and the prim and proper tone, and the matching narration, do sometimes feel a bit too dry. But is it worth digging for clues in Regency England? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you enjoy the drama of Jane Austen's classics, you'll at least enjoy the novelty of A Purely Private Matter. But with its tangled connections and sometimes stuffy tone, it lacks Austen's wit and charm. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. A Purely Private Matter by Darcy Wilde is 10 hours and 53 properly deadly minutes long and is available from Blackstone Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.